Now, here is a question for you, and this may become increasingly pertinent. How would you write a eulogy for a glacier? Might sound a little bit odd, but that's the question an Icelandic author and a team of scientists were faced with as that country commemorates, is that the right word, the death of its first glacier. The official death of Iceland's OK glacier, that comes at a time when, well, things are not good in the world for glaciers. Across the world, they are shrinking at an alarming rate. To talk us through this, it's becoming an all-too-familiar story, is Matt King. He's Professor in Polar Geophysics at the University of Tasmania. Matt, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is not the first glacier, sadly, to die. What makes the death such a splendidly anthropomorphic concept, the death of Glacier OK, so unique?
Well, I mean, its name is where we start, isn't it? Because it's not okay anymore. But I think the Icelandic people, by marking this in this very physical way, recognise that they've lost a dear friend in these glaciers. If you live in Iceland, you live close to the glaciers. You know them. You know the way that they work. Mm. They study them very carefully. They rely on them for water in the summer when they melt, and that they're a presence that has been there for generations. And one day they're no longer there. This dear friend has gone away, never to return in their lifetime. That's for sure.
Now, the people in Iceland thought this of such significance that they placed a plaque there to mark the passing of this glacier. And the plaque reads: "This, we know what is happening and what needs to be done. Only you know if we did it." So there's a message there, Matt, to people who will come in our footsteps.
Yeah, that's right. And I was a little bit surprised and taken back by that message, because we're pretty confident, actually, we do know that we did it. Most of the warming that's occurred over the last half a century or so, in fact, all of the warming that's occurred over the last half a century or so, is due to humans. There's no doubt about that. And the warming in the polar regions has been at a higher rate than it has been anywhere else on the planet. And so humans have got their fingerprints all over the gun.
Can I correct your interpretation? I think that just we could have this argument on this. It's interesting. I mean, what they're saying, we know what's happening, what needs to be done. Only you, person in the future, will know if we did what needed to be done.
Oh, see, you've taken it from a different way, and I think you've probably got the correct understanding there. And certainly, at least we know now, don't we, what needed to be done, and we're not particularly doing it great in terms of our speed of response to the climate change that has been occurring. And Iceland's not very big, as you know, sort of talking the size of Tasmania or thereabouts. And so no glacier is very far away from the people who live there. But all the glaciers in Iceland are experiencing very similar things. They've been retreating due to natural causes. Let's just put that on the table. They've been retreating due to natural causes since the Little Ice Age several hundred years ago.
Right.
But that's really accelerated in the last century as human-induced climate change has been ramping up.
What's the broader global position for glaciers?
Oh, look, it's not good. They've all been to see their doctors, and they've come out unhappy. The New Zealand glaciers, the glaciers in Alaska, the European glaciers, the glaciers in Patagonia, they're all showing the same signs. Mm. And they're overwhelmingly retreating. So you can always find one or two that are advancing, and there's good reasons for those things occurring. But the message from the glaciers is that we're going to see a lot more of these plaques being put up in the future all around the planet.
I mean, we might think that this is, you know, has an air of quaintness, or as I said earlier, anthropomorphizing about it, but perhaps this is the thing. I mean, if more people had a closer connection to the natural world, if more people were to mourn the passing of something like a glacier, perhaps we would act more coherently and swiftly.
Look, I think that's right. And you just have to look across the Tasman Sea to see how New Zealand responds so differently to climate change compared to Australia. Because they do have glaciers, and they do see, you can go and see the Fox Glacier or the Franz Josef Glacier, and you can see that actually, well, it was down here when I was a child, and now it's, you know, it's way up the valley.
Hmm.
Something very dramatic is occurring here, And so you don't need to be a glaciologist or a climate scientist to see that actually something is going on here. In Australia, maybe we can pretend that's not occurring because we don't see it as evidently, a half a degree or a degree of warming in temperature like we've had over the last century is difficult to sense with human senses. That's why we have thermometers, and the thermometers tell us it has been warming. But it would do us well to jump on the internet. There's some great sites that actually give us the time lapse, and you just see this compelling narrative of glaciers retreating up the glaciers.
That's where we need a time lapse of the Murray-Darling system in this country to give us some change.
I think it would make us feel quite ill to see what's going on there, that's for sure.
Matt, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a privilege.